Thanks for tuning into the Canadian Beacon Podcast. Canadian events for the regular people.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're here tonight on a more somber note. We have to announce the passing of our good friend Paul Uhrl. Paul was an integral part of our podcast. He was also an extremely close and dear friend, if not like a brother to me. Paul and I have known each other since 1991, where we met and became friends during his using his skills as a physiotherapist to help me out. And over the years, our friendship developed from there, and I've known Paul, and all I have is good to say about him. He is the epitome of what is described as a hero. A hero, a mentor, a father, a husband. Someone who had values which he stuck to. He had an uncanny sense of common sense. Paul's kids and his wife, Mickey, were everything to him. His life was not without difficulty, but much like everybody has their difficulty in life, he was able to overcome medical issues over the years. He was able to he made himself who he is today. He's made himself successful. He made himself a model, a role model for anyone to follow. And it's with heavy heart I announce his passing. What more can I say is that Paul was very important to all the members of the Canadian Beacon podcast, to Todd, to Brian. He's an important part of our lives, and he'll be very, very missed in our lives. And the shock is—we're still getting over the shock of his loss. The one thing I didn't know about Paul is that he did love his wife and his kids and his family and his mother and father dearly. And everything he did, he did it with having them in their thoughts. Also in his work, he was there to help people to regain function of their bodies, to regain function and to live pain-free. He knew his occupation as a physiotherapist was one of the best in Ontario as far as I'm concerned. And again, Paul, we miss you. Rest in peace, my good friend. All through, you left suddenly, you lived a meaningful life and contributed your quota to making the world a better place. You'll be sorely missed. Your willingness and commitment to helping those in need was second to none. Thank you, Paul, for being everything to us that you have been. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for all your help over the years. And may you rest in peace. May you enjoy the fruits of heaven.
See you.